This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, Geneva.
E pehi ana koe.
Yeah.
Kei te pai?
Yes. Si.
That's good. Si. Si, senor.
All right, so it's the final anniversary album for 2019.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
And we're looking at Tom Waits today, The Heart of Saturday Night, which is turning 45 years old. And it's also quite poignant because last week Tom Waits turned 70.
Congrats,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, congrats, Tom, for making it.
Proud of you, Tom. Love you, Tom.
So just a bit of background. By 1974, by that stage, he'd become quite a regular in LA's singer-songwriter community, playing clubs and bars
yes.
on the Sunset Strip. And he released his debut album in 1973 called Closing Time. But by 1974, he'd kind of developed this reputation for playing this kind of dive bar-y, piano, jazzy style of music, combined mm-hmm. with some spoken word stuff as well. He also had this image of being a slightly rough around the edges, kind of mysterious character.
What a character.
Grovelly voice, quirky, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, a gravelsome voice, definitely.
Just like that.
It's very special.
On and off the stage, and he kind of maintained that through his whole career. I think Heath Ledger's Joker character was slightly based on Tom Waits in some respects.
Oh, I didn't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, apparently. I think he was quite influenced by Tom Waits, yeah.
Okay.
So the first album, it didn't sell that well, but for the second record, his record label wanted him to make kind of a full-on jazz piano record, and this is pretty much what he gave us. This is straight-out piano jazz music designed to be played late at night at dive bars in downtown L.A., basically.
Where the sifty moments
exactly.
of the night.
Yes, to a few drunks in the corner.
Yes.
And this is pretty much the style of music which he'd continue with right through the 70s across all the albums. And the songs themselves, lyrically, they fell in line with this kind of style of music. But also they're about nightlife, living. So there are lyrics here about prostitutes, being drunk, seeing the sights and sounds of LA at night and all that comes with it. Mm. In fact, the album cover features Tom Waits on a street outside a nightclub being observed by a prostitute. Yeah, it's
cool.
Pretty cool.
It's a nice work.
It is, yes. So let's just get straight into the music.
Okay.
This is the opening track, and it'll give you a great sense of the style of this record. It's called New Coat of Paint. Very jazz, piano-driven.
Excuse
late
me.
Late-night piano music. And, yeah, he's also a very good piano player, quite underrated, I think, and you'll hear that on this track.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Cool.
New Coat of Paint.
Let's go.
Set 'em up, we'll be knocking 'em down. time. We'll laugh at that old bloodshot moon in that burgundy sky.
About this is I do feel like I'm in a smoky bar.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's what it's supposed to conjure up. Because this would have been played in a smoky bar.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to order another drink.
I know.
I'm like, oh, this guy's awesome. Yeah, let's stick around.
You're a few whiskeys deep by this stage.
Yeah, a couple of whiskeys, yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's just keep the jazz going, shall
let's
we?
Keep that jazz going.
The next track is called Semi Sweet, and this is track number 3. And it has a bit of a slow piano blues feel to it. There's some sort of clarinets and trumpets and stuff there, and more piano. Yeah.
And for those of you who can't see how it's spelled, it's not sweet as in sweet as, bro.
Sweet.
It's sweet as
sweet.
In...
Sweet.
What is it? The
musical.
Executive
thing.
Sweet.
Yeah, exactly. That as well.
Oh. 1, 2, 3. Those diesels rolling, those Friday nights out bowling, when he's off for a 12-hour lay overnight. You wish you had a dollar for every time he hollered that he's leaving and he's never coming back. But the curtainless billow, his head's on your pillow, and his trousers are hanging on the chain. You're lying through your pain, baby, but you're gonna tell him he's your man, and you ain't got the courage. You're on his mind. You're the only one he's ever gonna find. It's kinda special and understands it's complicated soul. But the only place a man can breathe and collect his thoughts is midnight. Many times you've lost track, and the steam heat is dripping off the walls. But when you hear his engines, you're looking through the window in the kitchen, and you know you're always gonna be there when he calls.
Lavish finishes.
Mm.
finishings of outros. I don't know. What's the term for
outros?
These lavish kind of like it's good. We're gonna be concluding anniversary albums just after this break, looking at Tom Waits. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Text in 5395 if you got any Tom Waits knowledge, or if you just want to chat. I don't know. Who knows?
Single origin Colombia Quindio Milagro Supremo wash filter, por favor. Bottomless.
Namaste, friend. One nitro brew. That's vegan, yes?
Excuse me?
Hey! Mummy's busy. Mummy's, do you want to wait in the car?
Triple shot flat white, please. Or stronger? Extra hot.
Busy today, eh? I'll have half-strength soy vanilla latte. Cheer.
Oh, coming right up. Yep.
There's something for every taste at the Ultra Albany Cafe. And 10% off with your B card. Ace. Ultra Albany Cafe, 23 Douglas Alexander Parade, just off Rosedale Road, Albany.
95 BFM presents The Growlers live at the Power Station January 19th.
Streets are convulsing, dark libations to the brain.
US indie icons for more than a decade, the Growlers are gracing our shores for the first time in 5 years in support of their new album, Natural Affair.
Social man must watch out.
The Growlers, Sunday, January 19th at the Power Station. Get your tickets now from AAA Ticketing.
In the market for a cleaner, healthier home? Craft Homes is your first choice. They work with you from design to project completion for a home that's minimum impact, maximum efficiency. Building Homestar 6 homes through to Passive House standard, Craft Homes are smarter, more energy efficient, and built from sustainable and environmentally friendly products. Don't just build a home, build a more sustainable future. Craft Homes. Homestar approved practitioners. Go to crafthomes.co.nz.
As a 95BFM listener, I bet you're right about loads of stuff. Loads of stuff other people are just dumb and wrong about. Dumb and wrong and big whiny babies. Not like you. You've got to let your voice be heard. You've got to vote. Vote for the 95BFM Top 10.
Just text VOTE and the name of the track you want to vote for to 5395. Or go to 95bfm.com/vote. Easy peasy.
The 95BFM Top 10 with Amelia. The best BFM playlist tunes of the week as chosen by you. Wednesday evenings, 7 to 9, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora everyone, if you've just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva. I'm here with Sam Smith, we're doing anniversary albums.
Hello, hello, yes. And we're going to talk about the reception and the legacy now.
Of Tom Waits.
Yes, so again, commercially, didn't really do anything, bit of a flop of an album in that regard. I guess you have to remember, singer-songwriter scene was quite competitive at this time. It was quite easy to fall through the cracks, especially if you were playing this style of music, which was kind of, I don't know, old-fashioned, I guess, in many respects.
True, yeah.
Critics liked it though. The Village Voice said this album was designed to be listened to after hours when that cloud of self-pity and gloom had descended and the vino was close at hand. And that's a good description, actually. Yeah.
Sorry.
I think this is it's one of those wine albums, isn't it? Vino drinking, you know?
Yes.
Other reviewers said this was a sign Tom Waits was maturing as a songwriter. And yes, as I said earlier, it was kind of the blueprint for the future albums he would release in the 70s. Since it's come out, it's now considered one of his best albums of this earlier period. And Rolling Stone magazine even voted it in their top 500 albums of all time list. Obviously, he went on to record dozens of albums over the next 35 years, changed up his style immensely in the 80s and 90s, went down this kind of experimental route. He also got into acting, of course, and remains very popular all these years later. He's gone a bit quiet in recent years, doesn't really tour much, hasn't really released anything for a while, but he's still with us, which in itself is something.
That's great.
Yeah.
The music keeps him alive.
It probably does, actually.
Yeah.
So, on that note, we're going to finish with a track, which is track number 7. It's called Fumbling with the Blues. And just continuing on this whole style that this whole album encompasses, really.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in yet again, time.
Yep. We made it.
Always consistent and always amazing, Sam Smith. Thank you so much. I'll see you next year.
See you later.
For the first show of first anniversary albums of the decade.
Yeah, 2020, baby. Let's
2020.
Go.
Let's roll in with the rolling 20s.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Friday left me fumbling with the blues. And it's hard to win when you always lose, because the night spots spend your spirit, beat your head against a wall. Two dead ends and you still got to choose. You know the bartenders, they all know my name, and they catch me when I'm pulling up lane. And I'm a pool shooting shimmy shyster, shaking my head when I should be living clean instead. You know the ladies I've been seeing off and on. Well, it's been too long and then they're gone. You can't be loving someone who is savage and cruel. Yeah. Take your love and then they leave on out of town. No, they do.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.